Good morning, church. It's a pleasure to be here. I thank God for this opportunity to come this morning and be able to stand in His behalf and before you. Most of all, I thank Him for Jesus. Every time I stand up, I have to get myself settled. I don't know what's wrong, but the Holy Ghost just won't let me come up and stand. I have to do something different. I don't know what it is. But whatever He does, it's all right. I'm grateful this morning for the pastor, through Christ Jesus, for the church as a whole, for giving me this opportunity to stand in God's behalf. It's a great pleasure to be here and to be with you. And may I say with all my heart, I love you. I don't speak just in words. I speak coming from my heart. To engross within me what God has given me and what you have given me and offered unto me since I've been here, wonderfully and friendly in love and kindness. I thank you for your kindness. We know today is Mother's Day, and all mothers rejoice. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I know how wonderful that you rejoice in having this day and being a mother of your children and those coming and those yet to come and those have gone. But most of all, because of what God has done in your life to bring these things about. I'm going to get to it after a while. I thank you. God thanks you. To being the mothers you are. Bring them up in a way that they may nourish and know the Lord in what you have done through His blessings. I heard somebody say a while ago about mother, but mine left when I was 5. Father left when I was 7. I'm here. Because of prayer, someone prayed for me. As Brother Taylor said, someone had to pray for me. I remember when she was leaving that day, she told me, I'll be watching you. You be a good boy. Because I was always getting a whooping. And I thank Him for it. Thank you. We're looking this morning in the book of Luke. We'll find it in the first chapter of Luke. Light's a little dim for me this morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. I had a song to sing, a little bit of it, and I want to try. Father, I stray. My hand to thee, no other help I know if thy will. I say from me, oh, where Where shall I go? What did I know? Listen, do before I drew my breath, what pain, what labor, virtue into my soul from in death. And the others praise God. But I cut it off there. The song is telling us about what God has done for us before we came into the world. And that his death on Calvary causes us to be here today. What it amounts to is that everlasting life. Father God, we come this morning with bowed heads and humble hearts. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing right now. We thank you for the church as a whole and each individual. Now, Father, as we go further into this service, oh Lord, I pray that you remove self and let the Holy Ghost take over, that we may hear your word in clarity and with understanding. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, I look into the book of Luke. At the first chapter of Luke, we find Luke is talking about the Son of Man. The Son of Man. Jesus is presented as the Son of Man of humanity, for the lost humanity in which man was lost within himself without having a place to go. But from the foundation of the world, the Lord had sent forth his only begotten Son. Do you hear me this morning? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning we look at the book of Luke, where Luke is of a certainty. He writes in the first chapter, in the beginning, about the second or third verse, Theophilus, I am persuaded that these things that are taught to me are of a surety that those that were with Christ and eyewitnesses of Christ, of a truth, is in a perfect order. In other words, Lord, what I have seen and received through the Holy Ghost from those that were with Christ and walked and talked with Christ, these things are true. And then if you notice how he said it, as when he said, as the Holy Ghost, give utterance unto the heart of man, which man do not hear, but yet at the same time through others understand. God is a God of unity, of love, of guidance, of truth, and of purity. And so I mentioned in class here a few weeks ago that the gold is being tried by gold. You know, when you dig gold out the ground, bear with me a little while here. And when you dig gold out the ground, you know, you get the gold out, and then everything comes along with it that's around it. But then as the men shake in the water to take the impurities away, do you hear me? That takes the impurities from the gold, that the gold may become pure in what you're looking for. Otherwise, you don't need the other ingredients around it. You just need the pure peace that will cause you to know that what you have in your hand is truthfully pure in Christ Jesus. What we have in our hearts, help me, Lord, is of a surety of Jesus Christ. We read the book here of how that Luke was told about what had happened and how the things happened. He was the second writer in the gospel, the longest in this book of the doctrine of the synoptic gospel. He wrote according to what had been told to him, because we know that, I wouldn't say the word, that he wasn't there. He wasn't. But in spirit, and in heart. God released it unto him of a surety that these things in which you have heard and the things that you have read and talked about is of my son, Christ Jesus. And we go down to the chapter 1, verse, starting at verse 36. I can go, before we get there, let me kind of update it a little bit. Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, has been told by the angel Zachariah, came and talked to Zachariah and told him that his wife would have a child. And they should call his name John. And that John would be a forerunner for Jesus. We know that John, in this lesson, was the only man that stood in the Jordan River and baptized, and people heard the voice 26 miles away and wasn't no speakers. Do you hear me now? Huh? Wasn't no speakers, but it was truthfully known to man that God is able. Matters how it got there, we question not. Only thing that we know is that we heard what the Lord has said. And we heard what the Lord has said. As the song said, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest, lie down thy weary one, lie down thy head upon my breast. You said, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. This is why we have been here. We got gladness coming through John, all set before the foundation of the world, through the Father, into the Son, through Mary, that will come forth and bring a son called Jesus. And my text this morning is hearing faith. Hearing faith. The saying says, I heard what you said, but I didn't understand what you meant until I found Jesus. Huh? To let us know that everything that has been written in this book is true. And by the birth of Christ Jesus, through Mary, the young lady that was espoused to Joseph, John the forerunner, cousin of his mother, the cousin of Mary, was told by the angel that he would have a son, and he said, how can these things be? And the angel said, because you don't believe me, Zachariah, you're not going to be able to speak until these things come forward. Zachariah stayed in there, the temple, so long that the people marveled about him and how long he stayed in there. And when he came out, he had to beckon because he couldn't talk. The Lord had told him, say, you're not going to speak anymore until these things come to pass. Zachariah, when he got there, and then the angel went over Gabriel and seen Mary and told her that she would have a son, and she figured in her heart, what's this? And now we read in the book here, it says, and Mary said, 36, and behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. No doubt. She heard it, huh? She could hear what was told to her. She believed within her heart and accepted what God had sent the message to her through the angel, that she might believe that his son would come through her. Faith. Hearing faith. Hearing without having any doubt of what is going on. Any doubt about who Gabriel is. Any doubt that God sent the word. But only believe within ourselves and within our heart that it was from the Lord. Talked to her with that sovereign power of God that you can't see. Do you hear me? That you can't see. It's there all the time. To let us know, huh? I'm God and I'm God alone. And I'm God all by myself. To let us know that everything is all right. And in this lesson here, we learn that when she is told and Mary, Elizabeth goes over to see Mary, Mary goes over to see Elizabeth. And when she gets there, the baby John leaped in her womb when she called a salutation. And he told her before he got there that the baby would leap and be filled, what? With the Holy Ghost. Look how God works. Look at the way he do things. And yet at the same time, everything is brought forth clearly that we may have a clear understanding, thus said the Lord, to let us know everything that he's done. He said, my word will go forward and not come return unto me void. Here it is, people. Here it is, children. A way that God has made for us to be able to enjoy the love of God, not only by reading, by hearing, but by seeing. The song says, when I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt. When you saw the bright sunshine this morning, you didn't have no doubt. You were able to go about and do whatever that you wanted to do. Only through what? God's love. Only through his love. A love that's sought it so much, yet so little is returned unto him. A wonderful God that's able to do and above and beyond any call or measures that we have within ourselves. To know that God is real in our hearts. Mary, listen. She didn't quite understand it all. But she said, be it unto me as so. In other words, Lord, I believe. I believe you, Lord. I believe you. From what was being taught to her coming up, then we look back in the book on Mary, and you say the others in the other part of out of Jerusalem says, is anything good that can come out of Nazareth? Huh? Because you know Nazareth then wasn't counted as much. They wasn't counted to as a high upper people. They were counted as a low esteem people. But you notice how God, he used a little to confound the most. And I remember one of the fellows that later became a disciple told him, says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Nathan said, come and see. Huh? Come on, see. Huh? Those, your hopes are up. What you heard a long time ago, the things that was talked about years ago, they're here now. God came to save his own. Huh? He couldn't save nothing. That's all he wanted was to save. He came to do was to save his children, to save those in discomfort. That's the reason Luke write it in the book. He says what? To the lost humanity. Huh? The lost. We didn't have no place to go. Nowhere to run and hide. David says, if I run into the highest mountain, you're there. If I go to the lowest valley, you're there. If I dig into the deep, you're there. Lord, where can I go that you're not there? The Lord says, I'm everywhere, David. Wherever you need me to be, wherever you want me to be, whatever you have for me to do for you, I'm there. Just have a little patience to be able to wait upon the Lord. Now, to let him know, Lord, here I am, Lord. I remember Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah, he told when he met upon the Lord, in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. It was full of glory, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Oh, he's talking about the glory of God. Huh? And here we are here looking at the glory of God through the New Testament that Luke is telling us about, that God is able and that he's coming forth, what? To save his own. Oh, Lord, how long? Isaiah asked the Lord, how long? And the Lord says, until Doyle get here, until others get here, or whoever may that wants to come. In the Isaiah, in the book of what he said, John 3:16 says, huh? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, here I am. Send me. touch of heart, touch of mind, touch the Spirit of God that works within you to hold you and to keep you until He returns to come get you. How long, Lord? How long? How long will it be? How long will it take, Lord? That I might be able to wait upon you and in the return of your glory and your understanding and your gift of life that you have given unto me. Lord, here I am, Lord. Send me. What am I to do? What am I to say? How will I go about it? Mary said down in the bit, sometime when you study, the Holy Ghost don't let you get all what you read. He puts what He has in there. I'm so glad about it. All He wants you to do is you try, and He said, what? I'll do the rest. What did He hear this morning? Don't worry about mine. It's my faith. Took me a long time to get to this position. Took me a long time to get where I am today. Through grace and tender mercy, through Christ Jesus, that I'm here now. Who would have said that I would be here today? But here I am. Send me, Lord. Mary's saying that in this here. Whatever you have, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, Jesus. Matter about the test, Lord. Matters about what is said, Lord. But Lord, I'll go. I'll do what you want me to do to the best of my ability. I'll say what you want me to say, Lord, because I know it's true. I love because you first loved me. Oh, Lord, here I am, Lord. Send me. Mary in her words that Christ Jesus came through. She said, how can these things be? He said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. And thou shalt bring forth a son, and his name is Jesus. Look what God has done. Look what God has done. Look what God has saved us to do. Look how He folded arms and went up on us and raised us up. When you was tired and you're sick and you didn't know what to do, and a hand was carrying you along at the same time, you say, how long, Lord? How long? How long, Jesus? How long are you going to carry me? And He says, forever. Isn't that wonderful to know that God is forever? Isn't that wonderful to feel that you have an assurance of your salvation? When one lady with a heart full of love and a mind with the spiritual understanding, whatever you say, Lord, I believe. I believe you, Lord. The song says, I have no doubt. You have to forgive me. Don't forgive me for crying. I'm just happy. My soul is happy. If He took me today, it would be all right with me. I talk in my classroom all the time. It's all right with me because I know where I'm going. I have received a love that passes all understanding. Been given a gift that I was not worthy of. The Son of God. Take a look at it, folks. Just think back. Sit back and take a look at it. Sit back and reminisce over how God is and who He is and what He has done and how far He has brought you from. And all we can say when it's all over is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for Father. I've been a father to my children. Thank you for their health and strength. When mothers get tired, sometimes they don't know which way to go. But they always got a place when you go and talk to Jesus. The song says, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Look back. Another song says, how I got over. From whence I, where I was to where I am now. How did I get over here? God brought you over. Christ Jesus brought you over. The Holy Spirit keep you in tune. And when you get doubt in your mind, he'll tell you everything's all right. Don't run away from it. Hug it. You know, like mom do when child get hurt. She'll reach and get at him and he play him and hug him. And hug him and bring that joy of love, of comfort to his heart where he feels within himself everything's all right. That's what God is saying. He said, when I put you under my wing and drew you in when you had no place to go, I'm here. I'm here. I'm the one. That's what he said. Only trust me. Trust him that everything will be all right. Wait on him. Don't give up. Wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, things get a little weary sometimes, but all I have to say, like the man used to tell me, say, hang on, son. Hang on, don't let go what you already got. Don't let go for what you have received. Don't look like it's enough, but it's enough to carry you far as God wants you to go until that time. Then he'll lift you back up and send you a little bit farther. Until his love gets so curious in your mind that you can't wait to hear something else from him, to see what else he got for you. That's what you want. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I have. I'm learning and I'm receiving it little by little. I know he's not going to feed me all at one time, but those things that he gives me now is enough to carry me just a little bit farther. Oh, precious people, you're God's children. All of you are God's children. A purpose in life to do whatever it takes for the Lord to have done through your ministry. Work while it's day, but when night comes, no man can work. Be like Mary. And what she said down at the last part, she said, what? My soul doeth magnify the Lord. What are you saying, Mary? All what has said and has been done, all that I have received of him, I do magnify him because he beholds all to me. Paul, he's looking for us. Come on, children. Come on, church. Mount up. Get it together with God. Let him know that you care. Thank him. Don't have to put on no big show. Just say, thank you, Lord. Don't take nothing. Just a little bit. And he'll bring you through. After all of this birth and this time, I'm so full I can't talk. He died. Mary Magdalene said, where is he? Where are you laid? They have taken my Savior away. She thought she was talking to a garden, and when she looked around, she was talking to Jesus because her eyes had not been opened, meaning her heart had not been opened for her understanding to come to her that this is Jesus who she's talking with. Sometimes we get into little problems like that. He'd be right there, but we're so busy we can't see him. And then when he opened our eyes where we can see, you notice a little comfort come over you. He said, go tell my disciples, meet me in the upper room. She ran and told him, and they didn't believe what she said. This is another Mary now. This is not the same Mary mother. This is the other Mary. Mary Magdalene's sister, Mary. Go and tell her. Why do you want me to tell them, Lord? I want you to remember, Mary, that when I raised up Lazarus, and Lazarus had to die again the second time. He said, we got to tell them. In other words, go tell them, Dora. Mary said, Lord, so I know that when the resurrection comes, that he will rise again. Jesus said, Mary, I am the resurrection. Isn't that wonderful? Though he believe in me, yet he be dead, yet shall he live again. He's just sleeping a little while. That's all. That's all he's doing is just sleeping just a little bit. And everything will be different. How wonderful God is. When he died, after he had rose, and he went back to tell him, old Doubting Thomas sitting up there. Now you can't fool me. He ain't dead. I will see until I believe. I see him. When they're in the room, come. Jesus came through the door. And when he said, Thomas. Yeah, Lord. He said, Thomas, look at my hand. Touch my hand. Look at my feet, Thomas. Touch me in the side, Thomas. I'm he. Thomas said, Lord, I believe. He said, Thomas, what about those that haven't seen and believe? Hearing faith in Christ Jesus. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand, Lord, I'm tired, Lord, I am weak, Lord, I'm gone through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on when my days grow so near and the night disappears. Lord, in my life is almost gone. At the river, Lord, I'll stand. Guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. The doors of the church are open. I can't dedicate you into the church, but I can. The door of Christ is open for receiving. And when the pastor returns, he can set you free. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's face shine upon you and give you peace. May God thank you, and I thank you too. May God bless you.